National news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
WER running over a little bit, so let's go ahead and get started with traffic and weather together on the fives with Gracie. Go ahead, Gracie.
Our roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110. No major slowdowns. We do have some rain going throughout the area that's causing some slight slowdowns over Gerson Point. But other than that, we're looking good. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Now let's get a quick look at our weather from WEAR.
Temperatures Monday made it up into the 90s, and a few spots did see record-tying levels. It shouldn't be quite as hot over the next couple of days, and the rain chance is a little bit better, running at about 50% on Tuesday and Wednesday. It's a little lower chance late in the week. High temperatures should be in the mid to upper 80s for the next several days. It will be a mix of sun and clouds. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much. This is Gracie Wolf with your traffic and weather together right here on News Radio 92.3. Let's get our top three stories.
So at least three people are dead and several are hurt in a shooting in New Mexico. Police say this happened in Farmington, New Mexico. A shooter is dead. Two officers were shot in the gun battle. The Vice Media on Monday filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. This is to facilitate the sale of the company. There's a consortium of lenders who have bid, including George Soros, his company, Soros Fund Management. But other parties will be able to submit bids now that they're gone through the bankruptcy protection. And a man with a baseball bat walked into the Fairfax office of U.S. Representative Jerry Connolly in Virginia, asked for him, and then assaulted two workers. Luckily, they're being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Those are your top three stories. Let's go over to Joe for the news. Joe, what is Ron DeSantis doing today? He was a little bit busy today signing some bills, and one of them benefits our local community. What's going on?
Yeah, so one of the bills, he signed three bills that specifically deal with education, higher education for colleges and universities, in reference to diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. One of the bills ends public funding or bans it from efforts including DEI or critical race theory-based curriculum. The big news here locally is $3.9 million towards the Port of Pensacola. Of course, on Thursday, you'll recall that the Triumph Gulf Coast Board approved an $8.5 million grant towards the Port of Pensacola for the purpose of American Magic becoming the new headquarters of the American Magic team. And we said that was the biggest piece of the pie, but there were a couple of other funding sources still out there, this being one of them. So today, DeSantis announced that through his Florida Job Growth Grant Fund, the city would be receiving over $3.9 million towards the Port of Pensacola. More stories right after traffic and weather together on the fives.
Well, our roads are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, and 29 also moving nicely. If you do see something on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Let's get a look at our weather from WEAR.
Tonight, there's a slight chance a shower or a thunderstorm pops up, and it will be warm all night long. Overnight lows will basically be near 70, give or take, depending on where you are. Over the next couple of days, the rain chance runs at about 50%. Later this week, it drops back down to around 20%, and high temperatures will mainly be in the mid to upper 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. More local stories from Joe Ford.
So just 2 days now from NAS Pensacola restoring 7-day public access, which will also be the first Blue Angel practice day of the 7-day access. So you're advised to plan ahead as significant crowds are expected on hand. And an employee of a Family Dollar store is accused of reporting a fake robbery. Yeah, investigators say 50-year-old Marcella House claimed to have been robbed of about $4,500 by someone who was impersonating law enforcement as she was taking the store's deposit to the bank. However, deputies say they found the money that she claimed to have been stolen inside a backpack inside her car.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah.
Didn't plan that one out.
not great. Gracie, no. We talked about Governor DeSantis signing bills. What else is going on in the state of Florida today?
That's right. Governor DeSantis signed three bills that are going to end diversity, equality, and inclusion programs at colleges and universities. In other state news, a teacher in Hernando County said that she's under investigation by the State Department of Education for an indoctrination. On her TikTok page, Jenna Barbie said that she showed her students a Disney movie called Strange World, which features a character who is biracial and gay. Despite having previously signed permission slips from all the parents for the movie's rating, which was PG, a parent complained to the state. Press secretary for Governor DeSantis says that he's resigning from the governor's office and taking another job to help deliver the governor's success to our country. That's Brian Griffin, who will be the press secretary for DeSantis' political operation. Just another sign that DeSantis is going to enter the GOP race in just the coming days. And lastly, the federal prosecutors have dropped all remaining fraud charges against Andrew Gillum. This is going to be the former mayor of Tallahassee and the governor candidate accused of directing the 2018 campaign funds into personal accounts earlier this month. A jury found him not guilty of lying to FBI agents. Bobby, what's going on in national stories?
Yeah, we're still looking at the debt ceiling deadline, getting closer and closer. So the White House has a meeting scheduled tomorrow between, Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says that President Biden isn't taking negotiations seriously and that the two sides are still very far apart on the issue and they need to get something done. Also, donations for the Marine veteran, Brian Penny, who was accused of the death of the New York City subway rider. Donations for his campaign for Daniel Penny. I think I said Brian. Daniel Penny. It's come in now at over $2 million. More than 25,000 people from across the country have contributed to the legal defense fund for him in order to fight these charges. And a completely free IRS e-filing program may be coming soon. The Washington Post reports that the agency has been quietly developing its own prototype system that could disrupt the tax prep market. The Inflation Reduction Act set aside $15 million to create a free and direct filing program, and the system will be available to a small group of taxpayers through a pilot program the next coming January. Joe, we don't have any NBA games tonight. We do have a little bit of Major League Baseball, and of course we have NHL hockey playoffs tonight. Big Game 7. What's going on with this?
Yeah, pretty light sports schedule today, all things considering. No NBA, that starts up tomorrow. Major League Baseball, the Rays are off, the Marlins are off, the Braves do start a series in, the Texas Rangers, 7:05 start time there. Yankees and the Blue Jays get started at 6:07 on ESPN Plus, if you're so inclined. The big game of the night, though, is in the NHL, Game 7, starting at 7 o'clock on ESPN, the Seattle Kraken and the Dallas Stars, the winner advancing to play the Vegas Golden Knights in the Western Conference Finals. NBA, no games today, but some news off the court. Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant in trouble again, this after another Instagram Live video caught him flashing a gun. I was driving to church yesterday. I saw a tweet saying that he had been displaying a gun on social media. I thought it was just like a retweet of the right. news from, what was it, March, I think. No, a completely new case. So what had happened last time, Morant was suspended for 8 games. This was at a Denver nightclub when this happened after a game. So now the team has said that he's suspended indefinitely. I would have to imagine that the NBA will step in as well. There's talk that he might be suspended for the entire season coming up. So we'll have to wait and see there. Other sports news.
I was going to say, just real quick, even before this was occurring, this happened, this new one, the Grizzlies allegedly were even looking to trade him. And so now with this happening, it's like, oh, man.
His trade value is going down by the Instagram post. So that's not good. Former Falcons quarterback and the 2016 NFL MVP is coming to a TV set near you. Matt Ryan announced that he's joining CBS. He'll be working as a studio and game analyst. But he says this is not a retirement announcement. So maybe he's just taking a year off and seeing what the quarterback market looks there. When we come back, it's 5:20. When we come back, more headlines from around the world, including Sports Illustrated's oldest SI swimsuit cover model. We'll tell you who that is coming up. It's the News Hour in Pensacola right now.
call right now. Let's go ahead and get traffic and weather together on the fives.
This traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. I-10 and I-110 looking good, as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Again, traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's get a quick look at our weather from WEAR.
Temperatures Monday made it up into the 90s, and a few spots did see record-tying levels. It shouldn't be quite as hot over the next couple of days, and the rain chance is a little bit better, running at about 50% on Tuesday and Wednesday. It's a little lower chance late in the week. High temperatures should be in the mid to upper 80s for the next several days. It will be a mix of sun and clouds. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. In pop culture news, Martha Stewart is now the oldest Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover model. The 81-year-old is the latest cover stars for the 2023 issue. Also, Tony Awards won't be televised this year because of the writer's strike. The Writers Guild denied a waiver request for the ceremony to be broadcasted and streamed live next month. The show's organizers say that they asked for the waiver because the financially struggling Broadway productions depend on the Tony Awards for box office bump. And last year's biggest movie is going to be hitting streaming platforms next month. Avatar: The Way of Water is going to debut on both Disney Plus and HBO Max on June 7th. And the film brought in more than $2.3 billion in the global office. And I can't go through pop culture news without giving at least one Taylor Swift update. Taylor Swift yelled at a security guard during her show in Philly this Saturday because apparently he was harassing some of the girls in the front who are in front of the stage. This was during Bad Blood when Taylor noticed that something was going on. She yelled, quote, "She's fine. She wasn't doing anything." After the show, one of the girls posted a video saying that the security guard was on them all night, hassling them anytime they were doing anything, touching the rails, or even just dancing around. And it all worked out, though, because the guard actually got booted in the middle of the show. The girls got free tickets to last night's show. So they went to the Saturday show. And they got free tickets to the Sunday show.
I wonder if I would have been, and I don't know anything about the girls, but if I would have acted in the exact same way at the exact same concert, would I have gotten free tickets to the Taylor Swift show? My guess is probably not.
I don't know. I do feel like Taylor Swift knows, like, it was such a hassle to get tickets. So anyone going to the show, I want them to enjoy it, or they paid out the nose for a front row ticket. So if they feel like it was, you know, kind of messed up in any way, I feel like she's like wanting to compensate for that.
That's true. She could be just trying to compensate for it whenever she can. I mean, you're not gonna be able to get be aware of everybody's poor experience or anything like that. But yeah, I'm sure that's a little bit of that.
I think also the fact that Taylor saw it, like if someone posted later after the show saying, "Oh, the security guard ruined my experience," they probably wouldn't get it. Mm-hmm. But she stopped right in the middle of the song and screamed,
"Yeah, that's true.
She's fine," and then kept singing the song. So that's your pop culture news.
Yeah, good point. General Motors announced the recall of nearly 1 million vehicles due to faulty airbags. The recall includes Buick Enclaves, Chevy Traverse, GMC Acadia vehicles from 2014 and 2017. So if you have any of those vehicles, you want to take it into General Motors right away. And then the FDA is announcing a recall baby formula as well, potentially contaminated with bacteria. Perrigo company is voluntarily recalling Gerber Good Start Soothe Pro TM. And so this is it's a powdered infant formula, and it's been sold in places like Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Georgia, and Alabama. Joe?
Yeah, and just a couple other local news updates before we hit the Fox News update. Pensacola police coming out in defense of their officer's action. This after a PPD car chase ended with the death of the 28-year-old driver. This happened yesterday. Police spotted a 2016 Ford Mustang that had been stolen in an armed carjacking last week. The chase ended less than a mile and ended when the car crashed into a building on Mobile Highway. Also, a reminder, the NAS Pensacola Public Access 7 days a week is coming starting Wednesday, and the base getting the word out that you're going to want to plan ahead as significant crowds are expected, as Wednesday's a Blue Angel practice day. So access is available from 9 to 3 using the Westgate only on Blue Angel Parkway. After Fox News, Your Money Now is brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Traffic and weather together on the fives, and then we've got a pair of tickets to give away. So let's do traffic and weather together first, and then I'll give away a pair of tickets.
Well, roadways are looking pretty good right now with I-10 and I-110, not showing any major slowdowns. If you do see something on the roads causing some delays, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. Let's get a quick look at our weather from WEAR.
Temperatures Monday made it up into the 90s, and a few spots did see record-tying levels. It shouldn't be quite as hot over the next couple of days, and the rain chance is a little bit better, running at about 50% on Tuesday and Wednesday. It's a little lower chance late in the week. High temperatures should be in the mid to upper 80s for the next several days. It will be a mix of sun and clouds. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. This report is sponsored by Fresh from Florida. Hey, shoppers, this is your local farmer letting you know that Florida's watermelon is in season right now. You can learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Pensacola Little Theater is having The Nebula of Georgia. It's a new play. It's going to go from Friday, May 19th through Saturday, May 27th. And if you would like to check this out, it's a dramedy written by one of our own over at the Pensacola Little Theater. The story is of a family in Georgia, chock full of Southernisms and great characters. When a wayward daughter comes home for a funeral, her chilly reception by her family has nothing to do with the sweltering house and everything to do with the family secret that comes to light as well. So if you would like to see Nebula of Georgia from the Pensacola Little Theater, we got a pair of tickets for you right now. Go ahead and text in Georgia to 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. Just text in the word Georgia, and you could have a chance to win this pair of tickets to go see Nebula of Georgia at the Pensacola Little Theater. Top three stories real quick. At least three people are dead and several are hurt in a shooting in New Mexico. This happened in Farmington, New Mexico, northwest of Albuquerque. The police say the shooter is dead. Two other officers were injured in the gun battle, and there's multiple civilian victims. No word yet on motive or anything like that. Vice Media filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection to help facilitate the sale of the company. It's the most recent digital company to digital media company to falter after a meteoric rise. You've had others like BuzzFeed News that just recently shut down in April. And U.S. Representative Democrat Jerry Connolly of Virginia says a man with a baseball bat walked into his Fairfax office, asked for him, and then struck two of his workers. The workers are being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Those are your top three stories.
Here at home, Governor DeSantis announcing that through his Florida Job Growth Grant Fund, the city will be getting over $3.9 million towards the Port of Pensacola. That, of course, another large piece of the financial puzzle as the city is continuing to work towards the port becoming the permanent home of the American Magic Sailing Team. So more good news there. Of course, on Thursday, they got the $8.5 million grant from Triumph Gulf Coast. FHP says they're searching for the driver of a truck that hit a cyclist and fled the scene. That happened on Massachusetts Avenue at Armenia Drive a little before noon today. The truck, described as an orange in color tree trimming company truck, not something you hear of that often, a company car being involved in a hit and run accident. FHP asking if you have any info to give them or Crime Stoppers a call. 2 days away now from NAS Pensacola restoring 7-day access, you're advised to plan ahead as they're expecting significant crowds, as Wednesday will be a Blue Angel practice day. Around the country today, another meeting at the White House scheduled for tomorrow as the debt ceiling deadline gets closer. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says President Biden isn't taking negotiations seriously and that the two sides are still far apart. Donations for the Marine veteran accused in the death of a New York City subway rider are approaching $2 million. Even Governor DeSantis, speaking in Iowa this weekend, encouraged donations. More than 25,000 people have contributed to the Legal Defense Fund for Daniel Penny. And a completely free IRS e-filing program may be coming soon. According to the Washington Post, the agency has been quietly developing its own prototype system. The Inflation Reduction Act set aside $15 million to create a free and direct filing program. It's going to roll out to a small group of taxpayers through a pilot program in January. Gracie, a busy day for Governor Ron DeSantis today.
Yes. Governor Ron DeSantis has signed three bills that will end diversity, equality, and inclusion programs at colleges and universities. One of the bills bans public funding for efforts including DEI or critical race theory based curriculum. Federal prosecutors have dropped all remaining fraud charges against Andrew Gillum. This is going to be the former mayor of Tallahassee and the governor candidate that was accused of directing the 2018 campaign funds into personal accounts. Earlier this month, a jury found him not guilty for lying to FBI agents. A teacher in Hernando County says that she's under investigation by the State Department of Education for indoctrination. On her TikTok page, Jenna Barbie says that she showed her students a Disney movie. The movie was Strange World, which features a character who is biracial and gay. Despite having previously signed permission slips from all the parents for movies rated PG, a parent complained to the state. And lastly, survivors of the deadly Pulse nightclub shooting in 2016 want a criminal investigation into the nonprofit created following the tragedy. Families of victims met yesterday to address their concerns about how the One Pulse Foundation is handling the property where 49 people were killed and 53 others were injured. The group is questioning how the organization is using its funding.
Yeah, I saw this story out of Florida. Florida man story and a Florida girl story. So a university professor from the University of South Florida, Joseph DeTuri, spent his 74th day underwater. There's a lodge about 30 feet deep in a lagoon in Key Largo, and he's broke the record for living underwater for the longest period of time, but he's not planning on resurfacing yet. He's going to stay there for at least 100 days. He's been living off of eggs and salmon prepared in a microwave, does resistance band exercises and push-ups, and he's got a laptop that's connected to the internet somehow, and he works under there as well. Gracie's face. I don't think she was. Yeah, it would probably start stinking just a little bit under there. All right, so that's the Florida man story. Here's a Florida girl story. 13-year-old Florida girl punches a shark after getting bit. She was left with 19 stitches. She's 13 years old. Ella Reed was swimming at the Fort Pierce Inlet State Park, and it may have been a bull shark. Got a little too curious. The shark bit her arm, stomach, finger, and the top of her knee, and so she punched the shark in order to get it to go away and to escape. And so she'll end up being fine after those stitches heal.
Had a Florida girl and a Florida man story. How about a South Carolina woman story? This one's pretty interesting. A woman was pretending to be pregnant and was wearing a rubber belly, you know, the ones that you see on the movies and the TV shows, apparently. Like, yeah. Well, she and another man were pulled over recently, and the officers became suspicious when they didn't have their story together about when the due date was. So the woman just starts running away because they're like, oh, they're really suspicious about us. Turns out the woman was hiding around 1,500 grams worth of cocaine behind the rubber belly. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That's a different kind of baby right there. The cocaine baby. Like, okay, no thank you.
Yeah.
We're still waiting for results of the debt ceiling as House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the president isn't taking negotiations seriously. The two sides are still very far apart on the issue, but they have a meeting scheduled for tomorrow. And then the Pacific Northwest has experienced a historic heat wave. You know, we're used to it here, but the temperatures in Oregon, Washington, they're in the 90s over the weekend. And this is a place that does not have air conditioners in a lot of the buildings. So Seattle hit 89 degrees yesterday, the highest temperature on record for the first half of May. Let's get traffic and weather together on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, traffic updates brought to you by Frontier Motors. We're looking good on our roads on I-10 and I-110. If you're leaving Navarre Beach, though, expect slow traffic on the causeway. Extremely slow-moving traffic as you head northbound towards 98. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. Let's get a look at our WEAR weather update.
Tonight, there's a slight chance a shower or a thunderstorm pops up, and it will be warm all night long. Overnight lows will basically be near 70, give or take, depending on where you are. Over the next couple of days, the rain chance runs at about 50%. Later this week, it drops back down to around 20%, and high temperatures will mainly be in the mid to upper 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. Again, this traffic update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, located on Frontier on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Joe, not much going on in the NBA tonight, but what's going on in NHL?
Yeah, so we have a Game 7 tonight, the two best words in sports, and it's the Western Conference Semis. The Seattle Kraken and the Dallas Stars, that one starts at 7 o'clock on ESPN. As you mentioned, no NBA games tonight. The Lakers and the Nuggets start game one of their Western Conference Final Series tomorrow. In baseball, the Yankees and the Blue Jays start in about 20 minutes on ESPN+. The Rays are off. The Marlins are off. The Braves start a series against the Texas Rangers at 7:05. Elsewhere in sports today, the number one prospect in the 2024 football recruiting class is heading to Georgia. Quarterback Dylan Raiola announced that he is committing to the Bulldogs over USC and Nebraska. The rich get richer, apparently, so if you're a Georgia fan, you're certainly happy about that. Poker legend Doyle Brunson died yesterday at the age of 89, nicknamed the Godfather of Poker. Brunson won 10 World Series of Poker and was inducted into the Poker Hall of Fame back in 1988. Things going from bad to worse for Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant, in trouble again after another Instagram Live video caught him flashing a gun. I did not realize until today, Bobby, that the guy whose account it was that he was with was the guy that the Memphis Grizzlies banned for a year over the incident with the Indiana Pacers, where they alleged that there was a gun flashed and a laser beam pointed at some of the Pacers officials there. So Ja Morant, his circle of friends, not doing him any favors. Of course, back in March, Morant was suspended for 8 games for a very similar incident at a Denver nightclub. There are reports that the NBA could be looking to suspend him for an entire season now.
Oh, boy. Yeah. You think he would have learned after being suspended for 8 games before?
I hear, you know, people on, you know, the popular joke now on social media is he's the only guy that is using the NBA to go to the streets, not get out of the streets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, boy. Federal prosecutors have dropped all the remaining fraud charges against Andrew Gillum. Remember, he ran against Governor DeSantis in 2018, only lost by 34,000 votes or less than 34,000 votes. And he was accused of directing funds for his campaign into personal accounts, but those have been dropped now. And press secretary for Governor DeSantis says he's resigning from the governor's office to take another job in order to help the governor's success to our country. Oh, another little hint here that he might be running for president. Brian Griffin will be the press secretary for DeSantis's political operation. So we'll see what happens. We've predicted that he'll jump in the race before the end of the week. We've got 4 days left. So
well, what if DeSantis wakes up tomorrow and is like, "Hey, Brian, so I know I was kind of leaning that way, but I kind of think I'm just not going to run now." I mean, does Brian get his old job back, or
he better hurry? And,
seems a little premature.
You know, decision before
he probably could have waited
a
day or two. I would think, but
that's what you'd think. Yeah, that's a kind of crazy one right there. All right. I do have a text here. The morale and other limits. Morale and any other punks.
Morant. Autocorrect on the Morant.
Oh, John Morant. Gotcha. Money and attention only enables the bad behavior. Yeah. I get what you're saying right there. Well, he's probably going to be suspended here for a pretty long time, would be my guess. It's definitely hurt his trade chances. There was discussion that he was going to be traded, and that's definitely going to be affected now. So let's see what happens with that. All right, let's go ahead and get a quick break. We'll come back here with more local and national headlines for you on News Radio 92.3. that's Pensacola right now. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Bands on the Beach back tomorrow at the Gulfside Pavilion at 7 o'clock. Thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. This week, the Modern Eldorados take the stage, experience country and rock and roll the way it used to be. Music fans will hear sounds from George Jones, Patsy Cline, and Elvis as the band channels the nostalgia from the 1950s. So be sure to check that out tomorrow. Let's get traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns, as well as Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. And our slowdowns leaving Navarre Beach have cleared up as well. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. Let's get a quick look at our weather from Alan Strum.
Tonight, there's a slight chance a shower or a thunderstorm pops up, and it will be warm all night long. Overnight lows will basically be near 70, give or take, depending on where you are. Over the next couple of days, the rain chance runs at about 50%. Later this week, it drops back down to around 20%, and high temperatures will mainly be in the mid to upper 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. In pop culture news, the Tony Awards aren't going to be televised this year because of the writer's strike. The Writers Guild denied a waiver request for the ceremony to be broadcast and streamed live next month. The show's organizers say that they asked for the waiver because financially struggling Broadway productions depend on the Tony Awards for a box office bump. Speaking of the box office, movie box office, Guardians of the Galaxy still doing great. The movie earned about $60.5 million on the second weekend. It's coming in second is going to be Super Mario Bros. Movie with $13 million, and Book Club that came out this weekend came in third. The Next Chapter, this is with $6.5 million. In other movie news, the last year's big movie is going to be hitting multiple streaming platforms next month. Avatar: The Way of Water is going to debut on both Disney Plus and HBO Max on June 7th. The film brought in more than $2.3 billion in the global office. And lastly, starting today, Planet Fitness is going to offer a free pass to high school students who want to work out in their gym for the summer. The program runs through the end of August and offers a free membership for students between the ages of 14 to 19 years old. And teens can sign up with their program online or at a local Planet Fitness.
Yeah, I remember they did that last year. 14 and over, I think it was. What it was last year. It's probably what it is this year, too. So, yeah, that'll be interesting to see what happens right there. Joe, what do we got going on? Some local stories here before we hit the WEAR news break.
Yeah, FHP says they're looking for a driver of a truck that hit a cyclist and fled the scene. This happened a little before noon today, Massachusetts Avenue at Armenia Drive. The interesting thing about this one is that the truck was described as an orange in color tree trimming company truck. Don't hear that often that a company truck is or a company vehicle is involved in a hit and run, because that there's a lot going on there. But yeah, if you have any information on that, give FHP or Crime Stoppers a call. PPD speaking out, defending the decision of officers that made a decision to pursue a stolen car this yesterday. The driver ended up crashing the car into a building on Mobile Highway. The high-speed crash chase lasted less than a mile and ended with the death of the 28-year-old driver as well. An employee of a Family Dollar store accused of reporting a fake robbery. Investigators say 50-year-old Marcella House claimed to have been robbed of about $4,500 by somebody who was impersonating law enforcement as she was taking the store's deposit to the bank, but deputies say they found the money that she claimed had been stolen inside a backpack inside her car.
Yikes.
Mm. Yikes. Yeah, yikes is a good way to put that one. All right. Coming up here next, we've got your WEAR news break. We've got your traffic and weather together on the Five still, and we've got to get through your top three stories and more. So stick around right here on News Radio 92.3.